This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
Questions are useful things. Jesus used them about 100 times. He used them in all kinds of situations and to all kinds of people. Early in his life, when he was 12 years old, he questioned his parents. Remember this? Jesus was in Jerusalem with his parents, who had gone for the Feast of Passover as they did every year. They started home, but did not realize that Jesus was not with them until they were a day's journey away from Jerusalem. They went back there to look for him, and they found him in the temple. When they told him they had been looking for him for 3 days, he replied with a question, "Why were you looking for me? Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house?" There is no answer recorded by his parents, and we can assume none was given, because we are told they did not understand what he was saying to them. Even at that age, Jesus was making it known to any who could understand that he was the Son of God. The temple was God's house. His mother did not understand, but it is indicated that she kept an open mind, because she pondered these things in her heart. This account is found in Luke 2:41-52. Jesus did not change as he went through life. He continued with his questions for a variety of reasons. Once, when he was talking to his disciples, he asked them who the world said he was. The answer he got prompted him to ask who they said he was. This was a defining moment for the disciples. Peter answered, "You are the Christ." They had not said that in so many words before. This account is found in Matthew 16:15. Then there is the question Jesus asked two blind men who were sitting by the side of the road as he passed by. They called out to him, and he asked this question, "What do you want me to do for you?" Sometimes the question was just to solidify both the need and the faith. The blind men knew what they needed, and they believed he was able to meet that need. But they also needed to affirm that. Check this out in Matthew 20:32. These questions all have to do with the identity of Jesus. There were questions that had to do with his power and authority. For instance, you may remember this one. Jesus asked the disciples, "Why are you afraid? Have you no faith?" This is recorded in Mark 4:35-41. The disciples were in a boat on the Sea of Galilee with Jesus asleep in the boat. A storm arose suddenly, and the disciples were afraid. They woke Jesus. He asked his question, then calmed the storm. And to continue showing his power and authority, he even questioned demons. In Mark 5:9 is the account of the man possessed by a host of demons. Jesus asked the demons their name, and they replied, "My name is Legion." Jesus brought them out of the man and sent them into a herd of pigs. There were questions that revealed the mission of Jesus to tell people how to enter the kingdom of God. This one is found in John 6:61-62. Jesus asked, "Does this offend you? What if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before?" Jesus had just been telling them they must eat his flesh and drink his blood. By his question, he is pointing out to them that the very thing that offends them is a thing they must do in order to enter the kingdom of God. He is telling them that it is through him and him only that they may truly become children of God. Sadly, we learn a few verses later that many turned back and no longer followed him. There's even a question that pertains to his being a human judge. The person who created the situation looked at Jesus as merely a rabbi or teacher. Jesus refused to fill that role. You'll find this account in Luke 12:14. Just an interesting sidelight. This account is faintly reminiscent of what happened to Moses in Exodus 2:14, when Moses was asked who made him judge the day after he had killed an Egyptian who was beating a Hebrew. So, we have seen that Jesus was an equal opportunity questioner. He questioned his parents, his disciples, demons, the Jews, the crowd, individuals. There is one more question I want to mention, and that is the one where Jesus questioned his Father. On the cross, Jesus asked, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" This was a cry of anguish when Jesus experienced what humans experience when they are faced with eternal life separated from God. Truly, nothing is impossible with God. Jesus was totally sinless, totally one with his Father, and yet for a time determined by God, God was able to separate himself from his son. But as always, when the time was right, the victory cry was heard, "It is finished," and Jesus gave up his spirit and was one with his Father again. These are just a sampling of the questions Jesus asked. I hope you will look for more of them as you just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.